Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Power of Eight by Lynn McTaggart explores a simple, structured approach to group intention, arguing that a small circle of people can focus attention in ways that measurably support healing and positive change. Building on the author's long-standing public work on intention experiments, the book presents the idea that groups of roughly eight participants create a stable, practical unit for sustained practice. McTaggart frames the method as accessible rather than mystical. Ordinary people gather, set a clear intention for someone in need, and repeat the process regularly while observing what happens. Alongside explanations of why group coherence might matter, the book describes how to form a group, how to choose intentions responsibly, and how to keep records so experiences are not lost to memory bias. It also emphasizes an often surprising theme: participants may experience personal benefits even when the intention is directed towards someone else, suggesting the practice can function as both service and self-development. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why a small group can amplify intention. A central theme is that focused attention becomes more potent when synchronized across several people. McTaggart highlights the practical advantage of a small group. It is large enough to create a shared field of attention, yet small enough for trust, consistency, and accountability. In this model, the group is not merely offering good wishes, it is training collective focus, clarity, and emotional engagement toward a specific outcome. The book connects this claim to broader ideas. The author has popularized about consciousness, interconnectedness, and the possibility that intention can have effects beyond the individual. Even readers who remain skeptical can follow the logic of the method as a disciplined practice in attention and compassion, where the group setting reduces distraction and strengthens commitment. The author also contrasts group intention with solitary practice, suggesting that mutual reinforcement and repeated sessions help participants sustain the quality of focus required. The group format invites feedback loops. Participants compare experiences, notice patterns, and refine how they phrase intentions and structure sessions. Whether interpreted as an energetic phenomenon or as a powerful psychosocial intervention, the book positions the small group container as the key technology that turns vague hope into a repeatable practice. Secondly, how to form and run a Power of Eight group. The book lays out a step-by-step framework for creating a working group, emphasizing simplicity and repeatability. McTaggart describes practical elements such as recruiting participants, setting a regular meeting rhythm, and establishing basic guidelines so the gathering stays focused and respectful. A recurring emphasis is on creating a container of safety and confidentiality, since participants may share personal health concerns or life challenges. The process typically includes selecting a single recipient for each round, clarifying what is being requested, and ensuring that the intention is specific enough to visualize but not so controlling that it overrides the recipient's autonomy. Readers are encouraged to keep the practice consistent in length and structure, which supports comparison across sessions and helps the group avoid drifting into unstructured conversation. Another operational idea is the use of simple record keeping, noting the intention, date, participants, and any subsequent changes reported by the recipient or felt by the group. This documentation is presented as a way to counter selective memory and to treat the practice as an experiment in lived experience. Overall, the method is presented as approachable for beginners, while still offering enough structure to keep long-term groups engaged and effective. Thirdly, setting intentions with clarity, ethics, and consent. McTaggart underscores that the quality of an intention matters. The book encourages participants to define intentions that are clear, positive, and oriented toward well-being rather than control. This includes attention to language, phrasing the aim in a way that invites health, resilience, or resolution instead of specifying an exact script for how someone's life must unfold. Ethical considerations appear as a practical necessity, not a philosophical afterthought. Consent is treated as an important safeguard, especially when the intention involves health or sensitive personal circumstances. The group is urged to respect the recipient's dignity and privacy, and to avoid framing intentions that impose the group's preferences. The book also addresses the temptation to use intention as a substitute for professional care, pointing readers toward an approach in which intention practice can complement, not replace, medical or psychological support. Another nuance is emotional tone. The group is guided to hold a calm, compassionate focus rather than fear-driven urgency. This ethical and procedural discipline helps keep the practice grounded and reduces interpersonal friction. By emphasizing consent, respectful language, and realistic boundaries, the book positions intention work as a form of service that aims to uplift without overreaching, and it gives groups tools to navigate complex situations responsibly. Fourthly, the boomerang effect, helping others as personal healing. One of the book's most distinctive claims is that participants may benefit when they send intentions for someone else. McTaggart presents this boomerang effect as an observation that repeatedly surprises groups. People report improvements in mood, stress levels, relationships, or even physical symptoms, despite not being the target of the session. The book suggests several ways to interpret this. From a psychological angle, sustained compassion and shared purpose can reduce isolation, create meaning, and support healthier habits. From a group dynamics angle, meeting regularly with supportive peers can strengthen resilience and accountability. From the author's broader worldview, the effect may point to a more direct reciprocity in which giving intention is itself a form of receiving. Regardless of interpretation, the boomerang theme shifts the practice from a charity mindset to a mutual growth model. Participants show up to help, but also discover that generosity and focused attention reshape their own inner state. This can be especially motivating for long-term engagement because the group becomes not only a tool for supporting a recipient, but also a consistent self-care practice. The book frames this as a hopeful, practical insight. You do not need to wait until your life is perfect to contribute to others, because the act of contributing may be part of what heals you. Lastly, from personal change to community and global impact, beyond individual healing intentions, the book expands the scope to relationships, workplaces, communities, and even broader societal concerns. McTaggart describes how groups can direct intention toward conflict resolution, collective well-being, or situations where many people are affected, while still keeping the intention grounded in compassion and practicality. This scaling up is presented as a natural extension. Once a group learns to create coherence and maintain focus, it can apply the same skills to larger circles of concern. The challenge, as the book suggests, is avoiding vagueness. Broad goals can dilute attention, so the group is encouraged to define intentions that remain specific in quality even when the target is large, such as supporting calm cooperation, protection, or wise decision-making. Another aspect of impact is cultural. The group practice can model a different way of relating, where people regularly gather to support others rather than to debate or complain. In that sense, the method becomes a community ritual that strengthens empathy and civic responsibility. The book also implicitly invites readers to evaluate results with humility, keeping records and observing outcomes without forcing conclusions. By linking inner work with outward concern, the approach offers a bridge between personal development and social engagement, suggesting that consistent, organized compassion can become a form of everyday activism. In conclusion, this book fits readers interested in meditation, energy healing, prayer circles, and group-based self-development, as well as skeptics who are willing to test a structured practice and judge it by outcomes. It is also suitable for people who feel stuck trying to change their lives alone, because the method emphasizes consistency, peer support, and a repeatable format rather than vague positivity. The potential benefit is twofold. Recipients may feel supported during health or life challenges, and participants can experience increased calm, meaning, and connection through regular acts of focused compassion. That combination can improve daily life by reducing isolation and creating a disciplined habit of attention, which often spills over into better decisions and relationships. Compared to similar books about manifestation or intention, The Power of Eight stands out for its small group emphasis and practical instructions for forming a working circle, maintaining ethical boundaries, and documenting experiences over time. Instead of centering personal gain, it frames intention as service, with personal growth arriving as a byproduct. For readers who want an accessible method they can start with friends, family, or a local community, it offers a clear blueprint and a motivating reason to keep going. Helping others can also help you become more resilient, purposeful, and connected. If you would like to support Lynn McTaggart, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.